The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has made a brief visit to the West Bank to meet Palestinian leaders. He's told them there needs to be a two-state solution and that the Australian government is opposed to unilateral actions by either side. Palestinian officials have told the ABC they're also conveyed to him their disappointment at being excluded from services to mark the 100-year anniversary of the battle for Beersheba. Middle East correspondent Sophie McNeil reports.
The Prime Minister began the day with a meeting with the Israeli President, Reuven Rivlin.
In the name of all the people of Israel, I can say to you that we are so pleased that you are here and we are welcoming you from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, Mr. President, thank you. And the welcome has been so warm.
After nearly 2 days of being hosted by Israeli leaders, it was the Palestinians' turn. Malcolm Turnbull spoke to reporters before his convoy crossed into the occupied West Bank, confirming he'd raised the issue of Israeli settlements during his talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We discussed the settlement issue and the peace process at some considerable length.
Asked if he believes settlements undermine the two-state solution, the PM declined to answer.
Well, Australia supports a two-state solution, that's to say two states for two peoples.
In Ramallah, the Palestinians say they told Mr. Turnbull that the only way to achieve a two-state solution is to recognise Palestine.
We told them to rescue the two-state solution, and to save the two-state solution, we ask Australia to recognise the state of Palestine.
Izzat Abdul Hadi is the Palestinian ambassador to Australia. He sat in on Mr. Turnbull's meetings with Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah.
He did not answer this question at all.
Mr. Hadi described the meeting as warm and very friendly, but says the Palestinians are disappointed the PM only devoted 1 hour to visit the West Bank and speak to them.
You know, he met all the time with Israeli officials. This is his first time to meet with us.
And the ambassador says the Prime Minister didn't appear to know much about restrictions imposed on the 2 million Palestinians who live under Israeli military occupation in the West Bank.
No, we need to tell him a lot to tell you the truth. I don't think that he was following closely the issue. So we give him a picture about our life under occupation, how it's really extremely difficult, you know, to move and talk to them about checkpoints. So it makes our life really difficult for the Palestinian people.
The Palestinians are also disappointed they weren't invited to the events to mark 100 years since the battle for Beersheba, which was an important part of the Sinai-Palestine campaign in World War I.
Because we support at that time Britain against the Ottomans, and I don't know why Australia does not invite any Palestinian representative to attend the ceremony. So we raised this issue with him, I mean, in a very nice way.
This is Sophie McNeil in Jerusalem for AM.